Hi everyone, it's Michelle. It is March 26, 2020, and I just realized I haven't muted all the lines yet. Let me make sure that we mute the lines. So as people come in, it will remain quiet for you. This is our fifth and final call in the Abundance Series. I'm so glad we have this one more call in the Abundance Series. Perfect timing for our world today. So we're going to begin as we always do in Shavasana. So find a comfortable place where you can lie down. If that's not available to you right now, then be in a seated position. You can do a seated meditation for this time. Try to find a spot where you'll be undisturbed. I know that households are, in some cases, like filled with people these days. So where can you find a spot where it's just your own space right now, where nobody else is going to be in your space, where you can close the door, and just find a quiet spot to yourself where you can take this time deeply for yourself. Lying on your back, always make sure you have props around you that can help support you, for a pillow or a blanket beneath the head and neck, something beneath the legs as needed to relax the low back, and reach for the props as needed to support the head and neck, so that the chin is lower than, or at least level with, the forehead. It helps the mind to become quiet. Place support beneath the legs as needed to relax the low back. And when you bend the knees, press into the feet to lift the buttocks. Take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, making space through that low back. Then extend the legs out one at a time. Release the baby toes to the earth. The rest of the toes follow. Softly close the eyes. And if you haven't already done so, bend the elbows. Always dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center. Any amount, the shoulder blades dig into the back. Bottom tips of the shoulders dig into the back. And as you do this, you can notice, are the shoulders creeping up way close to the ears? So you can release the shoulders down as you dig the elbows in, heart center open. Release the arms to the earth. Now, notice if you've done so, sometimes the head and neck are not always fully supported anymore. So you might need to try to keep the arms in place. I usually just keep the elbows pinned down and just reach up a little bit and adjust the head support so it's touching the shoulders but doesn't go beneath. We pay attention to the details in Shavasana. The details matter. Because if only my head supported but not my neck, my Shavasana won't go as deep. If I put the support beneath the shoulders accidentally, the shoulders will round. So we take the time to see what is and support ourselves the best way that we can. Right here, right now, and the practice is a metaphor. So what we're doing here, we're going to do out there in the world. Am I taking time to find this proper support for myself so that I can be aligned, at ease, breath easy, muscles relaxed, so that my mind can stay focused, one-pointed. So the eyes are softly closed. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Let the ears recede toward the back brain as well, so that ears and eyes meet at a point toward the back brain. Pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. Feel the breath. Let there be ease in this moment. Anything that's creating dis-ease and a lack of ease, note it and release it. Is it tension in the body? Is it worried or busy thoughts? Find one point of distraction in the mind or body. And then just let it go with a breath. Thoughts not needed right now. Tension not needed right now. Letting go with ease. So you can be here in this moment, fully present, awake, alive, mind one-pointed, but the body completely at ease. So notice those places of tension in mind or body, one at a time, release them through the exhalation, through the breath, let it go. How much clarity of mind can you find today? Finding santosha, contentment with whatever is found. It's not perfect, or you don't deem it to be perfect, that's okay. How much clarity of thought can you find? Clarity of thought. No mind wandering away into a tangle of thoughts. One-pointed, focused on the breath. Whenever it wanders, as soon as you notice, letting that go, coming back to this moment of this breath, here and now. Relax the cheeks, relax the jaw, relax the tongue, relax the face, soften the back of the neck, soften the skin of the scalp, just let go and watch the breath. How soon can you notice a wandering mind? When we are not practiced in Shavasana or meditation, the mind will wander for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, weeks, years. We don't notice that our lives have been taken over by thoughts that may not even be our own. They come from somewhere else. With practice, we catch the thought earlier and earlier. It's just starting to bud as the beginnings of a thought. And with practice, we let it go. As soon as it's starting to arise, the thought hasn't even yet fully formed. Notice it, let it go. You can always come back to it later. It doesn't matter right now. We train the focus back, back, and back again to this moment of this breath, here and now. Notice how delicious the breath is. A breath, an oasis of quiet, a space, a pause in the busyness of your day. Let the breath be nourishing you here. Breath is prana in the yoga tradition, life force energy. We know that, we forget it. It's a gift. Watch the breath. And then coming out of Shavasana as easily as you went into it, moving from one state to another, easily so helpful in our world today. Letting Shavasana go. As you begin to come out, it always just begins with a thought that soon you will move. Separating out thought and action and reaction. Just a thought, no reaction. Soon you will move. Mind training. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. This gift, life force energy. Each breath a gift. Feel it. Bend the knees. Slowly roll to the right side. Support your head. Take your time. Softly open the eyes and with ease and self-awareness, press into the hands to lift yourself up to sitting, keeping the head and neck soft. And then return to our virtual circle. Always, whenever possible, camera on. Every single call, we train that one pointed attention that we then can bring out into our world. Hi, Teresa. Great to see you here. You're first. And as you're, hi, Lindsay, as you're coming into back into our virtual circle, so great to see you. Hi, Mary Kay. Let's hear from one or two of you. What a skill that we've been building through our time together. Whatever is happening, I see what I love. Whatever is happening, I see what I love. It's a practice and it gets trained through doing, not simply because we have that thought. We train that in ourselves. What we focus on expands. Whatever's going on, there's something that I've loved here. Let me train my attention there. What did you love in the Shavasana today? Who would like to begin? Yeah, Mary Kay, thanks.
Well, it was part of the breathing that I loved. It took me to a place, to a non-breathing place. I mean, I was still breathing, but I was in a space of non-breathing.
I get it, actually. I think I know what you're saying. And often, I don't always give this cue. There are many different ways to cue people through Shavasana, right? And there will be different cues you'll hear through the year that'll add another layer of how we practice most deeply, how we go into Shavasana more quickly, how we can find that state easily. Each time we practice, there's another layer that I'm adding for you and that you're adding through your own practice. But one of the cues often given, not today, is like, it's not that you're breathing. It's that you're being breathed by the universe. There's no effort of breath. There's no trying to breathe. And I don't know if this is what you're describing, Mary Kay, but it's like there's simply breath happening, but it's hard to describe in words. But that may have been what you were experiencing. I'm seeing the vigorous nods. Yes. And if you go, I don't even know what you're talking about, Michelle, that makes no sense. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We encounter these things at different times on our journey. And sometimes it feels that way in Shavasana to me, and sometimes it doesn't. But when we access that place, it's a very deep place to be. And it's a very connected place. It connects us to all the universe. And what a fabulous skill to have right now when many people might be fighting one against another because I need my stuff off the grocery shelves or whatever it is. No, what is it to understand one world, one people, we're connected. I find it actually in the breath and it changes my actions out there in the world. Beautiful. This practice has more resonant effects than I can say in a couple classes or even a year or even 10 years of practicing it together, right? Been practicing for many years longer than that. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. What did you love here? Can be feel like it's profound and complex. It can feel simple, like I just liked breathing. It's all perfect. Yes, Carly.
I just felt really refreshed after it this time. More relaxed. Usually today I just felt more really refreshed.
I love that. And I love what you've shared in previous calls too, that how you at first couldn't access it and now you're accessing this huge nourishment that Shavasana has been giving you. And I love that word refreshed. I mean, what if we could, in just a few minutes, walk into our worlds refreshed? Are you kidding me? The power of this is astronomical. And again, how wonderful that we've been practicing. If we haven't been practicing yet, this is a great time to start. But if we've already been practicing, good on us. If you've even come to one of these classes and practice Shavasana here together, because it's like, how great that we already have that practice behind us. And then it deepens with every single time we enter in. Thank you, Carly. I love it. Anything bursting to be said? Anything really wanting to be shared before we move forward? Okay. Thank you. And thank you to those who have your videos on. And thank you, Dottie, for just getting your video on right now. Thank you for those who are here but without video on. Thank you for those who are listening to the recording. However you're hearing my voice, thank you for being here. So glad you're here. So much I want to share with you today. This is an all-new call. Yeah. Yes, Dottie, go ahead.
I wanted to just ask a question before we went on. Mm-hmm. I'm a little slow pushing the right buttons. I really enjoyed Shavasana this morning in that I did something I've never done before. When you said let go, I felt I visualized in my head myself letting go, and it was like letting go and falling into the clouds, and it wasn't scary, it was lovely.
I love that, Dottie. Beautiful.
And I loved it. And I did what I often do, which is I couldn't wait to check with you if that was okay.
Well, I don't know. It felt really good and you loved it. It must be something bad for you. Trust it. Trust your own experience. Each experience of Shavasana is different for each of us. When we're paying attention, every single practice has its nuanced difference for us. And so just trust yourself. And there's how perfect that you're saying this, because our next call in the series, we begin the letting go series. And it's a really important thing. And in these times, to be able to let go of old forms of how we think it should be, of our expectations, of our need to know exactly what's going to, how tomorrow is going to unfold. I mean, there could not be a more important timing for our letting go series. And I'm so thank you for mentioning those words. It's crucial. We'll learn deeper and deeper levels of that through our series coming up. And I'm so glad we have this one last call in the Abundance series. Last week, if you listen closely to the call, I was forgetting that we had one left. And I'm so glad, because it could not be better timed. It's so important for these days. So, Dottie, I'll have you. Yes, thank you for always muting so we have those nice clear lines. So really beautiful. Yes, thank you. All right. I want to dive into our material for today, starting with a couple of announcements, because there's been much that has been moving and shifting, obviously, in the world and also in this company and in the services for you that we've been building very rapidly. There's been tons of people working behind the scenes on your behalf to create resources and support for you. So, reminder, in case you haven't heard it yet, most of you should have heard it either on the two calls or in Facebook or in your inbox. Mexico, we are doing Mexico virtually this year. I'm super excited. It's the same dates. Hold those dates open. And like I said on the previous call, I don't think that I would have been the person who even could do that. Of course, I would have managed it, but a couple of years ago. I have grown, this company has grown so much, and I am so excited about being able to bring you the energy of Mexico right in your own home, because what better place? We so could use that in these times. So I'm super excited about it. Please make sure you keep those dates blocked off and just block off morning to night. Just let yourself create, you know, have that space, cancel whatever else to the best of your ability, whatever else is on your calendar, because it will be, I know, our best and highest level Mexico retreat ever. And that says a lot. There have been unbelievable, amazing life-transforming shifts at that retreat, and we are only just beginning with that one. And I know, Carly, I know you know from experience that the shift that happens there. So super excited about it, and I'm super excited that we will have more of our community members being able to attend, and some, including some of you who may not have been able to attend live. So really exciting. Please see your inbox for more details, and also for those of you who had booked your flights and your room, there's an opportunity to contribute in an outstanding way to 80 families in rural Mexico. I talked all about it for an hour last time, the whole call on Tuesday, so you can reference the call in Story Freedom Academy. There's a link to it in your inbox as well. If you see the first one, we accidentally forgot to send the link, so there's two in their inbox with the corrected link. So go and listen to that call. There's much of deep value there. And if you weren't on that call live, at the end, I was just blown away by the number of people who are going away to tithe as their action, to go give to something that serves and it supports and uplifts the world, that inspires you. There were so many people saying that at the end of the last call, and talk about a fabulous abundance practice. You're not going to want to miss that call if you missed it live. So, and the opportunity to contribute, there's a decision to be made by tomorrow. So check the email, listen to the call, and then email back to let us know. And Amy will be handling the details of that for us. If you have any questions, reach out to Amy, reach out to me. We're here for you. Many, many hours of work went into setting this up to create a win-win situation for everyone, and also to know that that's possible in this world, and even more imperative that we find those win-win-win situations. It's always possible because that's the empowering story that we choose to live by. All right. So reminder about Mexico. Second announcement, new resources available to you already. We've been working hard as a company to bring you things that will serve and support you. Over in Story Freedom Academy, we've created a new page. It's a drop-down from resources called Resources for a Changing World. And I actually brought it up on my computer. I want to make sure that I've got it here. Yes, got it. So let me just share my screen quickly so you can see what it looks like. So it looks like this. Y'all can see this, right? So I just got it by dropping down from resources. And then I went to Resources for Changing Times. And there, again, we did quick work to do this. There was a special call last week. I love, you know, it's like random what picture comes up. How perfect is that, right? And then the next one, you know, not kind of funnier, right? But that was the call on Tuesday about Mexico, and super, I was so uplifted by hearing all of you and where you got to by the end of that call. You're not going to want to miss that one. Resources for a Changing World. And then here is the much-awaited Shavasana recording. I know it took us some time to get it out to you, and here it finally is. So go ahead, make use of it, enjoy. And then also at the top, articles, videos, and resources, click here to view. And we are gathering, we'll continue to gather resources for changing times. I sent one of these to one of you just today, and I believe it's already up here, right? Thank you to Amy for working so quickly. If coronavirus scares you, read this to take control over your health anxiety. The hammer and the dance. Do not read this if you tend to panic easily, okay? But some of, because this has some, you know, grim stats and so on, right? But it's an overview of the data of what's happening and what we can do in our world right now to protect lives. If you like seeing data, go ahead. If you find yourself scaring easily, don't read this one. Read this one about the health anxiety, and watch this Abraham Hicks video. Coronavirus has no pull on you. And there's magic in this call. I was just on the Abraham Hicks cruise, as you know, and I, in the last segment, I was in the sixth row. I raised my hand to ask a question. I didn't get picked, but the woman just across from me who got picked asked exactly the question that I wanted to ask. And I knew that it would be posted on YouTube. It was so powerful. It was posted last night. We've already got it here for you. This is so, to me, inspiring and uplifting. So I would, you know, start here, right? And if you've got, you know, any anxiety about it, go here then. And then let me see. Abraham Now, there's going to be other resources posted here as well coming up. But one of the things, you know, that they're one of my teachers. And in this Abraham Now series, what Esther Hicks is offering is for $297 US, there are three calls a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And it's a 1-hour call And it's super uplifting in terms of what can we do? How can we view the situation of what's happening in the world with different eyes? How can we find our alignment? So you guys are all still hearing me, right? Okay, because I just noted. Okay, good. So number one, the reminder about the Mexico, and tomorrow is the deadline for that. Number two, new resources in our Story Freedom Academy. And I tell you, I've chosen these. I've handpicked these. I know there's a million things out there. I've handpicked these. I've been reading for days. I'm trained as a researcher. Like, cut through all that stuff and just here's a handful of things that you can look at that could serve you, right? Not this mass of things, okay? We're also filtering it for you so you don't have to look at all that stuff. If you want the data and you're not easily frightened, right? Go look at that one article. If you are easily frightened but you want some easier version of data, I can put that in front of you too, but or just skim through it, right? But it has some great suggestions for what we can do in this world to make a change. And then number three is the call tomorrow. And the call is the power of a story. Five crucial shifts to grow your business during social distancing. No one has heard this call yet. We did a few keys last week, but the world is shifting and changing quickly. This is my strongest and best thinking from everything that I've pulled together in the last while of what to do to make a real difference in our world. And so I think I can, let me share that with you too, just briefly. Source for changing world. Let me see. So it's in your inbox. And then the page looks like this, the power of story. One way you need to position your company through the power of story. Everyone's going to flock to you if you do this. If you don't, no one will buy. Where all empowering stories come from, you might be surprised. The one thing that all successful companies are doing now in this new world that you need to be doing now too to grow your company and so much more. So this link is going to look like this. It's in your inbox. You can just share that link it's right up here, but it's in your inbox. You can share that link with others. This is an open call and it is designed to serve and support. So feel free to share that with anyone that any entrepreneur that you think could use an understanding of how to shift. And Lindsay, thanks for giving permission. One piece of this call is going to come from a private call that I did. And thank you for even giving permission to use your name, Lindsay. Private call with Lindsay on Tuesday that was just groundbreaking. And I wanted to share it with you guys and I wanted to share it with others to serve and support. So you're not going to want to miss it. And that's just like one tiny piece, like one tiny piece of the call. So that's tomorrow at our usual meeting time, but you need to register if you want to be there live, right? So make sure you find that link and register because it'll be a different link than a different Zoom line than this. All right. Any questions about resources? A lot of resources coming your way. Not to overwhelm you with them, we're picking and choosing and culling things so that you can have the best of the best at hand easily for you, okay? Questions? Comments? Okay, good. So, abundance. The last time we were in a call in the abundance series, which was, I believe, March 3rd, we were in the midst of the high-ticket virtual retreat, and it was looking like it was maybe even looking grim, right? Right? It might. Some of you might have had stories inside you like, that's impossible. How can we do that? And remember, historically, the only one who has ever asked in all the years that we've been doing the high-ticket Mary Kay said, could we have some more time? Which happened to be a crucial thing, crucial move. Ask. To learn that we can ask. We can ask. And so we got a few extra days. Jasmine came sliding in with a few hours to spare. That was our biggest, most beautiful win ever, I think, in the history of this community. That was just freaking phenomenal. I'm so inspired by you guys. I'm so inspired that I told you, I mentioned this last time, that $10 you put in to enter the game comes back to you by 2.5 times. You get back $25 to get in your cells, right? That, you know, when I put the energy into this high ticket game, that everything changes. And reference all the high ticket virtual retreat. I'm not going to reteach that day right here, right now. In 1 second, we can't do that. Right. And then I was so inspired by you guys and everything that you'd done together. I wanted to tithe to you. So instead we're giving back that fivefold, the $10 you put in, if you just chose to play the game. It's like, and if you didn't, just notice that too, like, where am I taking myself out of the game? It's just $10 to play. right? So, and then just be gentle with yourself too, right? So $10, you get $50 back. And let that go into your cells. Let that go into your bones. I just so appreciate you. I so am inspired by you. And know that when we put just that bit in, that's what comes out. Let your cells learn that, all right, through this through the game. So that's where we were. It was lifetimes ago, March 3rd. Hard to even remember. But I want us to recall that. It's like, wow, that doesn't look like we can come through. Oh, we did. And now, as we are collectively in the world facing something that feels truly unprecedented in the world, well, what is it? How do we turn to what we love? How do we turn to what's possible? How do we continue to turn to what's beautiful? How do we continue to create and envision and empower ourselves and others in the best possible way in this new world? So I want to return us to where we to something of just that word abundance before we remind us of before it's going to happen a little later in the call, reminding us of what even we were talking about in the abundance series. But I wanted to enter in a different place. And I asked you, I think on the very first call, and here I want to share something with you about, well, what is abundance anyway? What does it even mean? And yeah, got it, Lindsay, thank you. Abundance, what is it? Abundance is knowing that there's more than enough. How crucial in our world today. Abundance is knowing that there's more than enough. Abundance is financial prosperity. Abundance is seeing that everyone can have plenty, that there's still more, and that it's overflowing. Abundance is in my mind. It's not contracting. It's expanding when others are contracting. Abundance is not fear. It's not coming from fear. We'll get to that in the loving kindness series too. And we come from love, not fear. It's connected with that. Abundance is expanding. Abundance is knowing what that editor mind, that scarcity mind is saying and not listening. Knowing that that's just a thought that flows through us. It just came from somebody else. It came from, boy, are there a lot of editor voices, a lot of scarcity and fear voices out there in the world right now. This work has never been more important. Right? The work of how we create an empowering story. And then underneath that, like one component of it, really, not abundance as a word or as a, yeah, that'd be nice, but it can't happen right now. Are you kidding me? We're all contracting because it's hard right now. Scarcity mind, scarcity story. And then it's hard to move from there. And it goes right into the body, right? Abundance is tithing. Like so many of you did on Tuesday. Oh my goodness. And I told that story on Tuesday of Rhonda Byrne, the one who created that film, The Secret, like a blockbuster film and hugely impactful. When it came out in 2006, it transformed many people's lives and the world. It had a huge ripple effect on the planet. And she reached a point in her company where it looked like everything was going to fold and she didn't have money to pay her people. She didn't have money for anything. And her response was to get the last of her money out of her bank account and go give it out on the street in $200 wads to whoever was passing by. That was her response. And so what is it to truly have an abundance story inside of us? And I think of Edwin Gaines. I mentioned her yesterday, or 2 days ago as well, the four spiritual laws of prosperity. When Edwin Gaines had holes in her shoes and couldn't feed her kid. And it came to her that the practices to tithe, to send 10% of what she earned to causes that uplifted and nourished her soul. She's like, how can you ask that of me? Her word was God. For you, it might be universe, highest self, inspiration, source energy. How could you ask that of me? I'm scared right now and I feel small and I got to hang on to my stuff. Scarcity. How can I take a breath? And know that all is well and respond by something bigger inside me that knows that all is well, that knows that there's more than enough, that there's plenty to be shared, that there's plenty of time, there's plenty of space, there's plenty of financial and other kinds of prosperity. How perfect that we are here with one last call in the Abundance Series. If you get that these are important mind and story skills for our new world, raise your hand. If you get how crucial this is right here, right now, if it was crucial before, every single piece of what we've doing is just like exponential times 10, even more so. All right. So that is what I think of as abundance. And I want to do just a brief consolidation, one word, two words, or three words, what that engendered in you. I just want to spend just 1 minute on this for everybody. So it's just one or two or three words each. I'll call you by name and then just come up and whatever word is in you, just say it. All right. Don't worry. Don't think ahead. That'd be scarcity, right? I don't know what I'm supposed to say. No, breathe and listen to other people, right? The abundance mindset, the abundance stories happen right in the moment, moment to moment. So what did you hear here of abundance that landed in you? Our words are a gift that we want to share with others so that we can gather that energy of abundance right here, right now. It's moment by moment. It's in us right in the moment. Lindsay, you're in my upper left-hand corner, so I'll just call out your names. Lindsay.
Everyone can have plenty.
Carly.
Relief.
Dottie.
Give.
Gift, did you say?
Give.
Give, yes. Mary Kay.
No struggling.
Sergio.
Opportunities.
Yes. Wendy.
Expanding when others are contracting.
Yes. Anyone else who I can't see, but you're able to speak, unmute now. Because I can't tell if you can speak or not where you are. Teresa.
Renewal.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. Tells me that you heard. Yes. And you're taking it into your cells, into your bones. All right. So if that's what abundance is, I want to also be, it's okay to go to the dark side, because abundance, when we have it and we practice it, it's like the antidote to the editor. The editor is scarcity. The editor, those old stories that don't serve us. The editor is like scarcity personified. Right now out there, do you say the world's coming from abundance or scarcity for the most part? Like rampant scarcity out there, rampant fear and so on. So there are, I'm going to say there are some particular challenges. That's okay. Challenges to our abundance story right now. And when we truly are abiding in abundance, that's okay, because we can encompass. It's like abundance has this feeling about it. So it's like, well, I'll be abundant, but I better not listen to those people because then I won't be abundant. So can you hear the scarcity in that and the fear, right? So abundance, when we truly are grounded in that, we don't have to be afraid to step on over to what may be pulling in a different direction, because we know that abundance is much more powerful than that. We know that we have a strong and powerful community to lean into, and we know that we can rebalance. Does that make sense? Those are abundance stories and abundance thoughts. So I want to go there to the dark side just for a second, and thank you for the thumbs up for that. I hear that you got it. So challenges to the abundance story right now, like either or, and I'll tell on myself, go listen to the call from Tuesday. No, my bad day. I'm not listening. I know you're supporting 80 rural Mexican poor people right now, like people who are living in poverty, who were living in poverty. But I'm not listening, la, 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 just, you know, I'm going to only support my people, not you. Either or, it was in me too. That's not abundance thinking, but I don't mind telling on myself. It's okay. And we came to a different possibility. A different possibility that's win-win. So there's either or thinking out there, or, you know, it might be all kinds of either or thinking, like, well, I've got to go and run to the bank or buy more toilet paper than anybody else, because if I don't go first, right? Then, you know, we're laughing here, but maybe some of you have done that. I've done, you know, I ordered a bunch of groceries when I got home. Was it coming from abundance or scarcity? You know, part of it from abundance, part of it, I'm sure, from scarcity. It's okay to look and be honest and see where our minds actually are, instead of like happy face on empty gas gauge, right? So to see what is. So I'm telling on myself, because it's probably happening. I've been working with story for over 25 years and it's happening inside me, but I'm just noticing it with gentleness, and then shift, pivot. Right, pivot. And let me give you another one. And I have team members, and we have this community to lean in and notice when we have that scarcity thinking, that scarcity, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's okay that it happens, right? So just this morning, I had one of my team members helping me out. It's in me too. Why am I teaching this? Because I want to learn it too at deeper and deeper levels. So where it was coming up for me was scarcity of time. And she said, Michelle, with love, I wanted to call you on this. Because my team members are all trained deeply. They've all done this work too, right? And Michelle, and I'm like, oh yeah, right. I said, I'm gonna teach my people about that today, tell on myself, right? And why was I, let me just dive into this a little bit. We don't need to dive into the problem very much. We dive in a little bit and then pivot 180 degrees to the solution. But first we want to notice it. So I was like, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And we've been building a lot for you guys in this community, and we're building new calls, and I've been serving and supporting my family. And all of you have times, all of you have things like this in your families right now too, I know. So let me give you the example from my family and my, so in the last, just over a week, my brother's house nearly burned down. They're fine. They were in the news. While we were trying to get my parents out of Mexico, when my parents said, no, we want to stay. We're not leaving. And I'm not there with them. My dad lost his wallet and we found it again. And I was on a cruise ship where twice they'd gone back to Miami for a medical emergency. And we didn't know everything that was happening. We went 12 hours and then went back for two medical emergencies. We went down another 12 hours and back to Miami for medical emergencies. All that happening and responding to all of that, plus everything going on in the world, plus really trying to serve and support people, and some of my family members being off. And can you hear it? There's the scarcity in me. Wow, there's not time because I got to talk to my niece, Dawn, and make sure she's balanced. So my team member called me on it this morning. That's where it's time. That's where my scarcity story was happening. And she was reminding me, and then I just pivoted and noticed, like, hey, there's plenty of time. And there's a great section on time in Gay Hendricks' The Big Leap. You don't have to go and read that right now, but it's a great book if you want to take a look at it. And he talks about Einstein time, you know? We know that time isn't linear. You know that from a time, like when I was in the, when I spun off the highway with my daughter in the back seat when she was 7. And the person behind us said we should have rolled into the oncoming traffic. I tell you, the moments when I was steering that car, it took an hour or two. I'm sure it was just moments. Time is not linear, right? Or maybe when you're in love and you're with that person, and sometimes a single moment with them can last a lifetime. Or you're in the middle of a test, like my daughter is these days, right? And those 2 hours go by in the blink of an eye. Einstein time. Time stretches, expands, and contracts when we have a understanding of how stories go, an understanding of our own minds, like from the yoga tradition, really understanding, well, we can make use of that Einstein time. And we can also take efficient action so that we can make space in our lives and make really good decisions. So can you hear the difference in how I was speaking when I showed you some of the caught up in my own in non-abundance, and it was around time? And, you know, maybe your heart started beating faster too, and the scarcity of breath that comes physiologically in us. And sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. And then the difference between that and, like, does it mean that scarcity story won't come up again? Sure, it probably will. That seems to me about my button right now. But that there's people to lean in with. There's a remembering. There's a checking in with the body. There's everything that we do all year long to come back to that abundance story. So again, what does it mean to expand rather than contract right now? So we can also find global solutions for all. Only me and mine. Only there's only enough for this. I don't have time for you. There's only time for this. Not that, you know. How can we be different? And so so how does this then actually happen? How do we make that flip? Well, one of the things is, you just heard it, there's plenty of time. Whatever is the scarcity thought, can I just pivot 180 degrees? And then where can I find evidence for the story that I choose? For me, with scarcity of time, well, my trips just got canceled. I got more time than ever. I'm not traveling so much right now. How come I didn't see that? My daughter happens to be in a different quarantine. She's over with her dad right now. I love her to bits, and I take a lot of time with her when she's here with me, sometimes hours a day to help her stay focused and stabilized. Well, I'm not spending that time. I got a lot more time. Where can you find evidence? Because the opposite is probably more true. The abundance story is probably far more true when you actually look. All right. So number one, notice where those non-abundance thoughts may have crept in. Number two, know that it's a story, even though it seems to be overlaid by reality. Yeah, but really there's less time because look at all these things on my plate. Can't I show you? We can find evidence for that if we want to, but why would we? Right? Know that it's a story, even if it seems to be overlaid by reality. All right. And then, and you read that article on anxiety, for instance, during coronavirus, if you're not sure about that. Man, I have all these thoughts about all these bad things that are going to happen. Well, you know, the vast majority of people on the planet are going to be fine. I've forgotten that part of the well-being. Like, they're going to be fine. Their bodies will be fine. The vast majority, we know that in the numbers, but we don't usually look over there, right? So what, know that it's a story, even though it seems overlaid by reality. Where those thoughts crept in? Number two, know that it's a story, even though it seems to be overlaid by reality. The story is separate and it's what's running my show. It's not because of the amount of time that I have or don't have. It's the story that's running the show. Number three, where can I find evidence for the story I choose? So abundance is also using your powerful mind to create a reality then that's different than the one that you think, that we think we are seeing. That's what creative minds do. That's what innovators and artists and forward-thinking entrepreneurs do. We find solutions that are created really literally out of nowhere. The Call Tomorrow got created out of nowhere, out of service. People need this. I just want to create it. And then all the resources of a company came together to be able to book, to get that organized in short order. So can we train our minds to see differently than what others see? Okay. So let me see. Do I want to do this exercise? All right. I'm actually going to, I very rarely go by votes on this, but again, there's so much that I want to share with you in this call. And sometimes by actually doing it, it goes deeper. Sometimes there's more training that I can give you that will be of deeper assistance if we move forward and we can, you know, discuss at a different point in the class. So one possibility for the next 5 minutes or so would be to break into groups and actually see where that scarcity mind is in you and discuss it and pivot. The other thing would be to go, yeah, I got the idea of it, Michelle. I can do that on a connection call with somebody and I'd rather keep going. It's not either or, it's just a constructive, what's the most constructive and mindful use of our time. So who'd like a couple minutes to dive in for you with somebody on this call? Don't worry if you're the only one who's raised your hand for either of them, right? And don't let that scarcity mind go, oh, people didn't want to talk to me. Don't worry about it, all right? How can you choose mindfully for you? Who wants 5 minutes to dive into this right here, right now, so you can see what's going on for you? Raise your hand. Okay, cool. Who would like to, who's like, I've got this and I can do this on a connection call and I want to see what other resources you have for us, Michelle. More time for the resources because this is helpful. Raise your hand. Wow, cool. Okay, that gives the answer. Okay, that's so we keep going. What I want to do just then to consolidate that briefly, instead of going away together, is let's hear from one of you. Now, let's hear from all of you. One or two or three words that you heard in that. Where are my non-abundance thoughts? Number one, know that it's a story. Number two, three, where can I find evidence for the story that I choose? And you heard my example in and around time, and how that got transmuted and had actual physical effects on my body too. You could see it happening, even just in recounting the story. What's opening for you in that or anything that I've said in this piece? So we can put a little bow around it and then have more room to continue going forward. Just one or two or three words that have landed in you. Lindsay, you're still in my upper left corner. You start.
Finding the evidence for the story I choose.
Yes, crucial, absolutely crucial. Carly.
Just being aware that I do have a story around, there is a story of scarcity of time in my mind, having some awareness on that.
Yeah, you had the time one too. Good to know, because otherwise sometimes we just cover it over and pretend it isn't there and it will go right into our bodies. It's okay to notice that because we know how to pivot, right? And we can lean in. If we can't do it ourselves, we've got an amazing community that is all, we're all learning this together. You can lean in with anyone here and others who are listening to the call later to pivot, right? Thank you. Beautiful. Dottie.
We have the power to change the story.
Yes, thank you. Mary Kay.
Scarcity of time is a chronic story with me. And what landed for me is that the space, the non-breathing space from Shavasana, I can feel it. I can feel the abundant time there.
Another reason we do Shavasana. Yes, thank you. Sergio.
time is not linear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for hearing it. Yes, Wendy.
It's interesting, as I've been listening and thinking about the scarcity stories that are running in my life, I feel like the scarcity is leading back to a lack of belief in myself.
So as we dive into deeper levels of abundance stories for ourselves and do this pivoting, it helps me tap into larger parts of all of who I am, to really get that big self that I am and all of my capacity that I have only scratched the surface so far. And wouldn't that be a great superpower to have in this world today? Beautiful. Thank you. Tracy, Marla, if you're able to speak, go ahead. Okay. Thank you. So anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward, because it will tug our energy over here. Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
I'd love to hear a little bit more so that I could grasp that time isn't linear. I don't really get that.
Okay, so let me say just another minute on that, minute or two. We get to choose the story that serves and supports us in the moment, all right? And I say, but Michelle, then are you just making things up? Well, the whole world is always made up. You get it? That we live in a world that we create. We make it up through our stories about it. Right now, in this new world, people are living in extremely different worlds, even if they're living sometimes in the same household. So we get to choose the story that we engage in. And at times, I will tell a different story about time. Sometimes a story that serves and supports me might be that, hey, we all have the same 24 hours, and there are 24 hours in a day. It's not that that's a wrong story. Sometimes I'll engage in that story to say, hey, there's 24 hours in the day. How do I want to use this precious first hour of my day? That's linear time. I'm not dissing linear time. That sometimes could be it. So thank you for letting me dive further into that bit about time, because a lot of people have that about time. So sometimes I'll dive into that story because it will serve and support me. Today, what's serving and supporting me in the story that I told you is about time not being linear. So let me give you a cogent example, a good example. Let's say I'm in a panicked state and I'm running around and I'm trying to do everything, and the day goes by in just like minutes because I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that, and I'm not really effective or efficient at anything. Has anybody done that in the last couple of weeks? Even for a moment, raise your hand. We have just compressed time. We just took our day and squished it. Time is not linear. Well, if we know that's what we do, so we have a good experience of that. We know it's not linear from that. It's like we squished the day. Well, what is it instead, for instance, to start our day with Shavasana? That Mary Kay access, for instance, that more infinity of time, the stretchability of it by tapping into Shavasana. So scarcity mind will go, I don't have those 5 minutes at the beginning of the day because I can't do it because there's so many things. Already, I've lost so much time. I take a breath. I come from abundance. I know there's plenty of time in the day to do all that needs to be done and more. So I easily start my day with Shavasana because I choose that story about my day. Now I'm breathing and there's these three options ahead of me, and my scarcity crazy mind would have chosen this one that has me running, and then everything is on fast track and it goes by so quickly, like in an exam when I'm racing for time and so on. Or I'm stopping, I'm breathing, and time has this quality of expansion. And again, if you feel like you haven't experienced that, think of when you wrote a test. Think of when you've been beside a loved one who's dying. Think of when you had your first kiss. Like the time doesn't, we don't experience time in the same ways in different circumstances. When we know that's true, then we can start being more playful and open about time, because we know that happens. What if I could actually harness that nonlinear power of time? Okay, helpful, Dottie, at least as a place to begin. We know we contract the day sometimes. What if we could expand it? Good? Yeah, thank you for having me expand that, because that time story was touching a lot of people. Happened to be mine, but you guys have it too, a number of you. So, all right. So I said there'd be a time later in the call that I would remind us where we've been in this abundance series, and it probably feels like lifetimes ago. I know it does to me. So to recall where we've been, just to touch on it, how to dwell in abundance. Every single call in this series, I never have anything extra. It all matters, right? Or I change the content if somehow something in me thought that doesn't matter anymore. So, and every time I check in with it, you know, is this the content that I want to be teaching, and what does it, how is it relevant here and now? The first call in the abundance series, all about practices. Remember that thrift shop song? I had $20 in my pocket and I feel like rich. I feel like there's so much. What an abundance mindset. And some people, they might be multimillionaires, billionaires, and they're right now. Do you know there are billionaires on the planet that are in extreme scarcity mindset and are contracting? I'm sure that's the case. And there's people who have nothing that are doing that. And there's people, you know what I mean? It's not, it's independent of what's in their pockets. It's independent of the resources that are around them. What are the practices that we are bringing to the table? Practices in our daily routines, practices in our minds, like practices like Shavasana that help us even see what's in our minds. What are the practices that we have that may not be serving us? And one of the practices that wasn't serving me was eating sugar. Right now, I want my immune system to be strong. I don't think I've stopped putting honey in my tea. That's just my practice. That doesn't have to be yours. Maybe more honey would be good for you, all right? Your choice. But I just, you know, I just cut out sugar. I want my immune system to be strong right now. And I'm even more dedicated to my yoga practice at the beginning of the day. Even more dedicated to it. And I've been watching that. I'll be watching that Abraham series. You can, if you choose to do so, let me know, because we'll be watching it together. One of them happens right during this call. It's recorded. I'm going to listen to it later, but let me know. And again, if it's not for you, let it go. That's okay. Go and watch some of their stuff on YouTube first. See if you like them, Abraham Hicks. So what are the practices that serve and support me? And can I notice some practices that I want to shift and change? I don't try to change them all at once. But one shift can change the world. What are my practiced habits of thought about time, for instance, is one example of a practice. We are working to change practices in this call, in this fifth call in the Abundance Series. First call about practices. The second call was about rest and the power of the pause. And I never did show you the clip that I was going to show you. And in a changing world, changing resources, I'm just going to refer you to it instead, because there's some other things I want to teach you. It's still extremely powerful. But what I want you, what I'm going to suggest you do is home play. You can do it even after this call. Go and listen to, because if you know, that importance of the pause, of stopping, it's one of the things that expands time. For instance, I stop in Shavasana and that helps me expand time. And pauses are important everywhere. We pause to consolidate, to make sure you guys have got it, and we empty out a space for the next moment. We need it in teaching. We pause to see, well, what truly is the best next step? And this company has made a number of changes. I paused in and around what we're doing around Mexico, right? And how we're serving and supporting you, those of you who had their flights and so on, because I paused and stopped to see what the best solution was. And it was different than what my first scarcity mindset had come up with. So the importance of the pause, and the song that I'll refer you to, you can go to YouTube and watch it. It is very powerful. It's like 3 or 4 minutes long. And if you've seen it before, I've watched it countless times, many, many times. The song by Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And by about 3 minutes in, I got chills just thinking about it because I've watched it so many times. There is the longest pause in the history of songs, I think. I want you to watch. We would have done this collectively, but I can do it faster in referring you to it. And then I can share some other things with you. That's why I decided to do that this way, right? Go watch that song and notice the effect in your body after the pause, and how much more you hear of those next words in the song, how impactful it is after a blank, after a space. Extremely impactful, but I'm not going to do it here with you. You can go ahead and do that in 3 or 4 minutes on your own, all right? Then the third piece we were talking about, we got to this toward the, in a couple of calls about, in and around envisioning. I gave you that acronym TRUST. T, like, how do we envision in a way that has abundance and not scarcity mindset around it? Well, what an important skill for this world right now. Because what are most people envisioning when they look to the future? And like I say, don't read that one about the data if you have a scarcity mindset at the moment, because the data doesn't have to be read that way, but your mind might read it that way right now. So don't go to that one if your mind is leaning towards scarcity right now. But how do we envision? I read it with great optimism and joy. It's like, here are some things that we can do collectively to make the best turn in the world. But if your mind isn't inclined that way, don't look at it. Look at the other resources. So no, I said don't so many times, y'all gonna wanna go look at it, right? So that acronym TRUST, turn toward the vision. What is my vision of that future world? It might be my tomorrow, it might be a month from now. Turn toward the vision. Don't do it when your mind is filled with scarcity. It'll have a scarce vision. Turn toward the vision. R, remember to balance a vision with gratitude. And that gratitude piece we're going to pick up in the next few minutes of this call. It's really important how we do that. It's like, yeah, I can't wait to that world that we're going to get to 2 years from now. It's going to be beautiful because it sucks now. All we're going to do is create longing in us that is, you know, and we're going to create pushing away of this moment and can't get there from there. Balance vision with gratitude. Gratitude now? Are you kidding me, Michelle? How can we do that? I will talk about that in a bit, okay? So turn toward the vision. Remember to balance vision with gratitude. You use the power of word. Write it down. S, start experiencing it today, now. Remember that? If I can't get a week-long vacation, I do it in an afternoon and experience it as my week-long vacation. If I can't be where I was going to be, lying on a beach in Mexico with my parents right now, I can give them a call and talk to them, you know, and enjoy their company on the phone or on FaceTime. And my parents are so proud that they figured out FaceTime, you know? How can I experience that? Start experiencing it, that thing that you want today, now, right? And then T is time to celebrate and reap the rewards. And this might sound strange, like celebration, what, now? Yes, now. This is all these teachings more important than ever. So that acronym TRUST, about how to envision in ways that actually are constructive, right? And so let me see. Feel free to ask questions about this in the Facebook forum. I want to keep moving forward or ask questions for our next call. There weren't any call questions posted for today because I want to dive in. I want to keep moving. Let me see. Do I want to keep moving forward? Yes. I want to keep moving forward because that's just a review. We've already touched on that before. Just want to remind you though, because it was a long time ago. And then gratitude and appreciation. Remember I said that we envision that, but the wrong way to envision is like 2 years from now or 10 years from now, man, it's all going to be fine, but right now it really sucks. As long as we're thinking like that, it's really hard to even envision what that future is going to look like. And it's going to be filled with scarcity. It's like, I want that thing that I can't have now, and I want that thing that I can't have now, because right now I hate what is, and we're just grinding in the hate what is. If you understood that, raise your hand. That's crucial. So then if I'm actually going to be able to envision a new world for my company, a new world for this world, a new world for my family, a new world for my life, it means that I need to be able to look. I want to, needs scarce, right? I want to be able to look at my life right now with a practice of gratitude, of appreciation. Those words aren't exactly the same right now. I'm not distinguishing them between them too much, but think of the word appreciate, what it means. It actually means like when money appreciates, it grows, it expands. Appreciation is expansive and gratitude is as well, right? So when not to do a gratitude practice? Well, this is the abundance series, not when my mind is in scarcity mode. When I'm scarce, like when you heard me not able to breathe as much in terms of that time, I replayed that for you, right? And then I went, I'm grateful this, I'm grateful that. It's all going to be head knowledge. It doesn't move anything. Do you get it? And I'm just going to be saying it, but not really believing it and probably grinding in the opposite. Instead, have an expansiveness about it. You know, I'm right now, I'm not feeling grateful, but I'm just going to be gentle with myself because it's okay that I'm not feeling grateful. Abundance comes in the back door, you see? It's okay that I'm not feeling grateful. It's okay that I hate everything right now. It's okay that I'm worried. It's okay that I'm confused because a lot of people are on this planet. And it just means I'm human. And can you see the expansiveness of abundance is coming in and around the back door when we don't force it? If I do a gratitude practice every night by rote, here's the 10 things I appreciate, like, doesn't move anything. But sometimes it can come through when we are unafraid to step and look at one thing or another and we lean in to get support from the community here if our mind is filled with that scarcity. So at the moment that I got the message from my brother that they woke up in the middle of the night and saw flames and thought it was their own house on fire, right when we were trying to get my parents home from Mexico and I was making emergency calls from a cruise ship, right? Might not have been the time for the greatest sense of abundance in my own mind. And that all my danger, you know, buttons push for myself, for my family, for the world. In that moment, I might not have been able to appreciate. That's okay. Just doing my best in that moment. But it came not long after that. I mean, I didn't have to be afraid to look at, well, I can't look at that because your house was almost on fire and you were in the news and whatever. We're going to get our parents home right now. It came up because I didn't try to force it pretty easily shortly after. My brother is one of the anchors in our family. If you want to meet him, go over to my Facebook page. Did you see his songs? I haven't posted much on Facebook lately. We'll be posting more this summer. But I posted two of his songs. My brother is a beautiful musician and artist and expansive thinker. And some piece of me said, oh my God, I could have lost my brother in that. And my beautiful sister-in-law. They're fine. And there was nobody in the house next door. It was just a building. I didn't have to force it. In the right moment, it comes up. Or Wendy, is it okay if I speak about you and the texts that I sent you? You can nod yes or no. Doesn't matter to me. Thank you. So you're okay if I tell them about that? Yeah, okay. Wendy had, was, right, I can tell. Yes, are you sure about that? Okay. Wendy had headed down to Mexico. And because I'd done so much research on Mexico, I was busy texting her, right? Are you, yeah, I urge you to come home. I know what's going to happen in Mexico coming up because I'm trained as a researcher. I saw it before it hit the big time news. I saw it before anybody else was seeing it. I'm like, well, please tell me you're coming home. So might not have been in gratitude in that moment. It was more like, how is Wendy? My heart goes out to her. Well, how can I help? And then as she's sending me these texts, we're home. The gratitude that comes up in it, you get it when you don't force it and just be okay with, this is how my mind is right now. But I know that it comes back. I know that there'll be a moment where I'll feel it. It's okay. Just that it's okay. And Shavasana cultivates that mindset. Then we can start to feel the joy and the appreciation in the small things of today, not by forcing it. And then when I do, it's so much easier, the connection between gratitude and envisioning. And I told you that when I was talking to Jack Canfield at Mar de Hade, right, he was there off-grid with his wife for a week when I taught the first retreat I ever taught there in 2010. I had heard that from him, a balancing of gratitude and appreciation, gratitude and envisioning in a call that he taught, on a call that most people hadn't heard. And he had tears welling up in his eyes. He said, you never know who's listening. And he heard that I got it, that it was right in my cells. And it was like a core training of his. And I could tell by the tears in his eyes, you know, that people don't always hear it. I understood that 10 years ago. And started doing my best to practice that in this world and to teach it, right? So without gratitude, now we have a kind of get out of here mentality. Can't get there from here. What's the thing, and not to push it, what's the one thing in my world? I'm grateful that I got a call from my daughter last night. I'm grateful that my team is patient. The letter got out to you a little bit later last night than we might have liked, but Amy was working her heart out to do a whole bunch of things so rapidly for the company, and she does the tech behind that and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I hadn't talked to my daughter in a couple of days because she's not much to speak on the phone. And just as we were trying to get it out to you, my daughter called me. And I'm like, Amy, can you hold tight? Because I get to talk to my daughter and I miss her so. Abundance, not scarcity. There will be time. She creates space and I'd get to talk to my daughter. And I'm so grateful. I was so grateful to hear my daughter's voice complaining about her test last night, you know? So letting it come up in all the little ways, and don't think that it has to be about the big things. Man, I need to find gratitude around my business. Otherwise my business will never work. Where am I going to find it? Like, no, scarcity thinking. You can find it by petting your cat if you have one. Pet your kid if you don't have a cat. Pet your, I don't know, your dog. Pet your stuffed animal. I've got a little, you know, I've got a stuffy that, you know, one of the students in our community gave me is a little stuffed, you know, oh my goodness, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. So it was shortly after my man died, and I was with one of our alumni, and I said, this stuffed animal looks like Shelley. Lord knows why it looked like my man. It was a couple of months after he died. And I'm like, I don't know why that came up in me. And I put it back on the shelf, and she grabbed it off the shelf, went straight to the counter and bought it for me. It was really beautiful. And I still have this. And so this is the stuffed dog that I have. His name's Shelley. All right. I can't believe I told you guys that. So I'm like, I can pet my, you know, stuffed dog Shelley, you know. I mean, you know, we need laughter so much in these times too, right? So where can you find that in easy ways? And when we find it over here, more solutions will come over here where it's hard. You don't have to do it where it's hard. You can do it by appreciating the laughter of a kid, or by watching funny videos, or my brother and sister-in-law just got Netflix. They'd never had it, but now they're home. He's a musician. He's not out playing music out in the world, so he's playing it on YouTube for people, and now they're watching Netflix, and so we're sharing stories about our favorite Netflix shows, you know? Let it come in the small ways, and watch the ripple effect for those ways that are harder. All right. Let's hear one thing that opened for you in this both summary of where we've been in the Abundance series, and never more important than now, every single piece that we've learned, that we're learning this year, is like exponentially times 10, even more important now than ever, right? So from the practices to having that space, to the gratitude and appreciation and envisioning, to the stories that I've told, one or two or three words. Let's start from the other end this time. Something that you have gained that you want to share from this, something in a word or two or three. Wendy, let's start with you today, or this time.
I think that I feel like gratitude is something that helps me get from a scarcity to an abundant mindset. Like, and maybe in the beginning it's hard and it feels scarce, but the more that I really think about it and the more that I find to be grateful for in the now, the more abundant I see myself.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you. There's a reason that it's in this abundance series, that training, right? Thank you. Yes. Sergio, one or two or three words, something you've gained.
Balancing gratitude and envisioning.
Yes.
Being grateful for visiting a friend last night and giving her a session and the things that she shared.
Thank you. Yes. Mary Kay.
I have an editor here that's saying I don't want to sound immodest or something or selfish, or it's not meant that way, but it's coming across as that I'm grateful that I have so much to give, and I'm ready to give it.
And Betty thought that was a horrible side of Mary Kay that she was just showing right now, right? And we never should have seen that side, because now we're never going to trust or believe in her. Thank you, Mary Kay. And thank you for outing that editor, because we all have them, and how much the editor really doesn't know what it's talking about. Right? Beautiful. Thank you. Dottie.
I love the connection between gratitude in the small things that make the harder things easier.
Thank you for hearing that and underlining it. Yes, it's huge. Carly.
Just the remembering to balance the vision with gratitude. And that we can't... if you're in a scarce mindset, it's not the most helpful time to try and have the gratitude. So kind of de-escalating yourself from there first.
Thank you for hearing it. There's so many people who have, you know, gratitude practices that take 10 minutes a night, and it's grinding them in the opposite direction. We'd be gentler with ourselves and smarter and more strategic with our time. Yes. Lindsay.
Mine is writing it down, because it took me back to the joy of the sticky notes from Mexico.
Ah, yes. It's power. I know, you know, it's powerful writing it down. Yes. Thank you for underlining that piece that we had not underlined. And I said very quickly today. Yes. Thank you. All right. This is so beautiful because I really wanted, in letting go of the form of those other pieces, still giving them to you, but in a different form. You can be on connection calls. You can go and listen to that song yourself. I really wanted to get to this one last piece in this call, and that's from The Science of Getting Rich. And let me see. Six. Perfect. Okay. Love this. Okay. Let's do it like this. I want to, and if you don't have your Science of Getting Rich, who cannot access their copy of The Science of Getting Rich within the next minute? Who is, it's somewhere far away from me and I can't get it. Anyone? Okay, so go grab your Science of Getting Rich. I love seeing you going to grab it. Some of you have it right at hand. Carly, Mary Kay, you both went away to your bookshelf there and returned at the same time. That was really super cool for me to get to witness that. How lovely is that? Okay, and we'll just wait for others to return because I'm not sure if they can hear my voice from here or not. Let me see. Yeah, we'll just take it. We'll just take a couple of breaths here. Take a pause. And this is a good chance to practice that, hi Tracy, to practice that abundance story that there's plenty of time. How are you experiencing this pause? Is there some rush inside you? Or is it just, wow, I can enjoy a quiet moment? Okay. As most people are returning, I'm going to start the how this is going to go. So what I want to look at, the whole of the book is even more crucial than ever. It might be The Science of Getting Rich. Michelle, I'm not even thinking about getting rich right now. I'm just thinking of feeding my family because contraction, abundance or scarcity. And for all the reasons in The Science of Getting Rich that we've talked about before, why that financial prosperity allows us to, now more than ever, share with the world, have plenty to spare. It's like that everything in The Science of Getting Rich is more important than ever as well, right? So I refer you to the whole of the book, but I chose a couple of chapters for us to go through together today, and we're going to do this lickety-split. We did this on the last call, I think it was, in the Abundance series. We're going to look at chapters 7, 12, 15, 16, and 17. So let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And with our abundance mindset, here's what we're going to do. Since I can't see Lindsay right now, we're going to have Lindsay come back in a different way. I can see all the rest of you. Tracy, you probably don't have access to your Signs of Getting Rich right now because it looks like you're in a car. So that means we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Perfect. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We'll just start my top left corner. Carly, you're chapter 7. Dottie, you are chapter 12. And Mary Kay, you're chapter 15. Remember your chapter, please. Wendy, you're chapter 16. And oh, wait, who is chapter 17? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, goodness. Okay. I don't know if Tracy and Lindsay can do chapter 17 or not. And if you can't, what it is if you don't have it at hand, oh no, scarcity mindset. I'm not going to be prepared. No, scarcity mindset, right? It's practice moment by moment by moment. All chapter 17 is a summary of the whole book. And so if you don't have it in front of you, it's like, what do I remember from the book? And if I can't remember anything, I'll just make it up. It's all perfect. Okay. So I want you each to spend, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and you're just going to come up with one sentence, maybe two maximum, that says something that you saw at the heart of that chapter. This is easy because you could just read any sentence and you got a whole 2 minutes to read it and then read it back to people and it'd be good enough, right? But there's some pieces in there that I would like to get to. So 2 minutes to really know your chapter. In the best way that you can use the questions at the back, you can read through parts of it, you can read topic sentences, however you want to do that. Get 2 minutes, and then we're going to have little brief summaries of each of these chapters, and then by the end of that, you'll see why. So go ahead, and Tracy and Lindsay, you're just going to be thinking, what do I remember from The Science of Getting Rich? And if I can't remember it, what do I think I would like to know about The Science of Getting Rich? Let it be a time that is plentiful for you, okay? So 2 minutes. And finishing up what you have got. Abundance stories happen moment by moment. I only gave you 2 minutes, and notice what's happening inside you. It's like, oh no, I can't do it. I don't have it. Scarcity. Take a breath, pivot. There's plenty of time for sharing one sentence. If I did nothing, I can just read a random sentence from this. It's all going to be fine, right? All that's abundance thinking. And there's a couple of pieces from each of the chapters that made me choose them. So I might add a piece. So I want to do our hop, skip, and a jump. So we have another piece to add to what we did from The Science of Getting Rich last time, from chapter 7, 12, 15, 16, and 17. So Carly, you can tell them the title of your chapter and then one sentence about it, one maximum two sentences, just a couple of sentences, something that you feel is at the heart of that chapter. Carly, go ahead. Chapter 7.
So chapter 7. I'm just going to actually read the sentence. And
the title first, always the title of the chapter, and how perfect that we start with this one, right?
Yes. So the whole process of mental adjustment.
Oh, hang on. So the title of the chapter is?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's here. Okay.
You want to do it your way. You do it your way.
Okay. the whole process of mental adjustment and attunement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. And that's the name of the chapter, is gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you. This piece about envisioning and gratitude being connected, Jack Canfield didn't make it up. This is written over 100 years ago. It's right in the heart of that chapter. Mental attunement comes from that practice of gratitude. Thank you. Beautifully put. All right, chapter 12, Dottie, the title of the chapter and one idea from it.
The title is Efficient Action.
Efficient action, yeah.
And there's a sentence that I like that says, those who do not quit fill their present place. And so it's in the doing that we are efficient and contribute.
Yes. If there's something that can be done today, do every day, all that can be done that day that I can do and in an efficient, he calls it efficient manner, that our actions are aligned. Yes, thank you, Dottie. Beautiful. Yes. Mary Kay, I think you're chapter 15. Yes.
Okay, the title is The Advancing Man. And I combined a sentence from the front, from the first part and from the back part. If you can, no matter what your profession, if you can give increase of life to others and make them sensible of this gift, you can be all that you want to be.
There are such powerful messages for entrepreneurs in this new world today, written over 100 years ago. How wise is that? Beautiful. Thank you. Wendy, chapter 16.
Some cautions and concluding observations. I thought that this was really timely for the events of the world. It says, give no anxious thought to possible disasters, obstacles, panics, or unfavorable combinations of circumstances. Just a minute, please. And then it says, and you will find that every difficulty carries with it the wherewithal for its overcoming. So everything that presents itself has its own solution that will resolve itself.
How perfect. And how perfect that we heard the, you know, noise in the background, because it presents itself like that. The world presents itself like that to us, doesn't it? And yes, that is why I wanted to include chapter 16. Wise, such wise words for now. It's so profound. Yes, thank you. Beautiful. And chapter 17, Tracy, I don't see Lindsay. Tracy, you are up. So summary, and you may not have it at all in front of you. What do you want to say? I love this.
No. I don't have it in front of me, and I don't remember what the book is about, to be honest with you. What I just wanted to share was I feel a lot of abundance right now, and I'm trying to share it with my customers just by giving them some products. And I'm just meeting the mailman right now mailing off a third of those. I have 335 customers, so I just feel a lot of gratitude, and I feel, I don't know, in my heart, there's some abundance that's going to be coming.
Hmm. Everything you're saying is completely resonant with the message of the science of getting rich. Wouldn't you say, if you guys all had it in front of you? So how perfect is that, Tracy? Also demonstrating abundance mindset right in the moment. I don't have the book. I don't even know what it says, but here's what I have to offer. And it's a perfect and perfectly resonant and the completely beautiful, could not be a better way to wrap up our call today and wrap up this abundance series, landing on, I got a lot of stuff and I got it to share and I know it's coming back my way. Like, how beautiful is that? How wonderful is that to have that? And again, we might have that thought and then we'll forget, and we'll have that thought and we'll forget, and that's all okay, because we can lean in here with this powerful, powerful, powerful community that will remind us when we forget what it is to actually live in that abundance, whatever those stories are out there in the world, and contribute and start to shape those stories out there in ways that are conducive to the growth of ourselves, our companies, and all of humanity in these days that are. So thank you so much. You guys continue to inspire me. You continue to bring me joy and such. And you also have me stepping up to more and more of all of who I am by who you be and how you are interacting with your world right now. So thank you for that. Such beautiful inspiration. Let's wind up our call today with first a couple of reminders and then aha's inspired actions. If you need to go, as always, go post them on the Facebook page, please. And a really important reminder, tomorrow's a deadline about Mexico, so please respond to that email and let us know what you're doing. And get in touch with us if you need us too, right? If you just keep leaning in with this community, with myself, with Amy, with Emily, reach out to us and lean in with the community. Reminder that there's the call tomorrow, 12:30 Mountain Time, that you need to register for that call. And you can share that link that's in more than one of the emails in your inbox right now. You can share that link. I'm just doing it out of service to help people out. And you can invite your downline, you can invite your friends, you can invite other entrepreneurs that you know could use some help right now. And then the resources in Story Freedom Academy, a lot of new resources that you can tap into. So wanted to end with those reminders. Then aha's inspired actions. I look forward to seeing you all in a different format tomorrow, 12 at the same time tomorrow. I'm not going to call in Lindsay because I can't see her, so she's in my upper left-hand corner. So Carly, you are up first. Thank you, all of you, for this really beautiful call and your amazing contributions today. Carly, you're up. One aha, one inspired action.
Well, I think a big aha is I've felt very stifled, I think, just kind of in anxiety and fear in these last couple of weeks. I've missed you guys a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an aha, I guess, that it's just more clear what's been bothering me. Mm-hmm. And an inspired action is just after today, that connection of vision and gratitude is, I'm going to really return to a daily practice of that. And I think that looking forward, I just feel like something's opened for me. So I'm journaling around that.
Beautiful. Thank you. A single call and huge transformation in what's happening inside you and therefore in your world. Fantastic. Yes. Dottie, you're up.
I'm saying it a second time because I loved it. Gratitude in the small things. Mm. Make gratitude easier in the big things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That bears repeating many, many, many times because we often forget and go in a different route. It's like, what if it could be as easy as petting my cat? Thank you. Mary Kay.
My aha is you lose time if you squish it.
Yes. Thank you for underlining that and repeating it. Yes, we do. And your inspired action.
I think my inspired action is I'm going to go play with my horses so I'll have more time to organize my free webinar.
Oh, don't you love that? That is exactly in the resonance of this, because I want more time, you know, for this. Or when I go play with my horses, it's going to expand time for me. Yes, it will. Absolutely, it will. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you. Wendy, you're up.
It has been a great call. One of the things that just keeps standing out to me is that all of the power for the story of my world is within me. And mm-hmm. that the same house can live such different lives. So it's up to me what my story is, and I want to spend some time with my vision and creating the world that I want to be living in.
Brilliant. Wendy, thank you. And I could hear those words aligned. I can hear them earned. People could say those words and not mean them. Nothing would move. I hear you meaning it. I hear it coming from a deep place in you. Beautiful. Tracy, you're up.
I have a lot of, hold on a second. I got grandkids in the park here too. Hold on just a second, Eli, okay? Hold on, please. I have a lot of gratitude to be where I'm at today. Retired from my full-time job just so I'm available for my daughters to help out. And my inspired action is I need to spend more time with them than them just being at my house.
I love it. Can you hear the expansiveness of that? Can you hear the plenty of time in that? It's echoing with all the things that we've been talking about this whole call. Beautiful. All right, Lindsay, Marla, I don't think you're in a place where you can speak. Just a quick opening for that. All right. So remember to lean in with the community. You can post what you've already said here. It's an abundant world. You can go and post it in the Facebook page too for those who weren't here live, so they get to already catch that energy. And the more times we repeat it, the more it goes right into our cells. So you can reaffirm it over there as well. Lean in the Facebook community, lean in connection calls, stay tapped in, tuned in here. And I will see you all in a different format tomorrow at 12:30 for the power of story. And I know it's going to be a really, really powerful call. I'm meditating on it today. There's more that's going to be added than I know in this moment, because it's live, it's growing even now, even though I know what I'm going to say, more of it's being built even this afternoon. So it's the deepest that I know of to navigate this new world. So have a fantastic, fantastic day, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.